Let's dive into one of the most famous love stories ever, Romeo and Juliet. We're going right to the source for this deep dive, using a copy of the play straight from Project Gutenberg. We'll see what fascinating details we can uncover, maybe even some stuff you've never noticed before about this classic.
Yeah, it's amazing how relevant this centuries-old play still feels. We'll be exploring the language, the themes, the characters, really trying to understand what makes Romeo and Juliet such a masterpiece.
Okay, so like just flipping through this copy, the first thing that really struck me was this table of contents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so detailed. It's almost like Shakespeare's giving us a roadmap to the whole story.
Yeah.
Laying out every single act and scene.
Right.
And the list of characters, there are so many. He even spells out all their family connections and, you know, like their social standing.
Right.
It's like he created a whole world for us to explore.
Yeah. And all that detail, I think that's what makes Shakespeare's plays so rich. You know, all these intricate relationships,
yeah.
All these social dynamics, it really helps you understand why the characters act the way they do.
For sure. And of course, we're dropped right into the heart of it all. Verona, Italy, a beautiful city, but with, some pretty intense family drama going on. We don't even meet Romeo and Juliet before we're thrown into the middle of this huge feud. Act I opens with servants brawling in the street. Talk about setting the tone.
He doesn't waste any time, does he? Right away, Shakespeare's showing us that the hatred between these families